creating partners in relationship from Genesis and from Mark. This is the second account of the creation story and is about the relationship between God, man, and all the creatures God created for man in which to find a mate. God did not think it was good for man to be alone. God creates Ezer, or helper, not to be confused with assistant or second in command. God also called Ezer, or helper, and we would never think of God as a second to us. The partner God created is equal, from the same flesh and bone, in order to be a perfect partner. As Adam names them one by one, Adama, or humus, is not happy with any of the other helpers God creates. God had Adam name everything in order to give us the true beauty of God's creation, and not to discriminate, but to identify. In order to have a relationship with someone or something, it is important to identify in a personal way. If we are to get to know each other better, we need to find some unique characteristics about each other. It is when we see the uniqueness of others that we appreciate them more. If I assume we are all the same, with the same giftedness, we all lose. Adam named them all in order to find the best Ezer or helper. What makes a good helper? Strong ones to do work, like the elephant, or loyal, like a dog. It's hard to find anyone as loyal as a dog. For creation to be happy and content, human should not be alone. God intended to find human a helper to take care of the garden. After all these creatures failed the tests of Adam, God decided to take part of the human and make from his womb a mate, a helper, an Ezer. Then Adam, the human, was happy. This partner came from the same flesh and bone of human, and it was good. It was very good. God knew what was important for human and supplied human with a helper, a vocation, as well as a name. That vocation is to tend the garden and care for creation. As part of God, we are given the identity God's children. Genesis is the beginning of a relationship with God and with each other. The calling of human is to love God and God's creation. We are called to tend and care for our Garden of Eden. This is where we have been called to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and to share the message of the Holy Spirit with all. We do that by how we live. We do that because of our identity as children of God. Care for all God's creation in love and service to God. As we meet at the table for the Holy Supper, we will remember what God has done for us. We will remember Jesus Christ died so we can live and love the God who created us. Joined again with the Creator God, our Father in heaven, who opens the gate of the garden of life. Identify yourself and tend the garden. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Grand Architect of the universe, your design of creation is unflawed, yet we continue to litter your creation with defects and imperfections. Show us how not to destroy, but to create, not to demean, but to uplift, not to hate, but to love. Open the gate of Jesus to all so that your creation may be made perfect once again. Amen.